This is Positive Parenting. Parenting expertise and advice from best-selling parenting author and national newspaper columnist, Mr. Dad, Armin Brott.
Good morning and welcome to Positive Parenting. I'm Armin Brott. Today's striking increase in learning disabilities and other special needs in our kids, as well as obesity and a lot of other health concerns, are the result of our current lifestyle. No question about it. Simply put, today's kids typically have an excess of electronic playtime and screen time, and they combine that with a lack of physical play and creative activity. But research shows that there's a really interesting connection between thinking and learning and physical activity. And simple movements, things like skipping, rolling, balancing, and jumping can make a world of difference for a child, a difference that will last a lifetime. In today's show, we're going to be taking a look at kids and movement from a couple of different perspectives. In the second half of the show, we're going to be talking about that connection that I mentioned earlier between learning and thinking and physical movement. How does getting up and bouncing around actually help you think better? What's going on in there to make those changes happen? In the first half of the show, though, we're going to talk about the movements themselves with a guy who's got more than 20 years in physical education instruction. He's a teacher, former consultant for the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sport, and he's designed programs that millions of kids participate in every year. So grab the kids, get those running shoes on, and get ready for some fun physical activity. We'll be right back. I'm Armin Brott, and you're listening to Positive Parenting.
More with Mr. Dad, Armin Brott, after this.
Welcome back to Positive Parenting. I'm Armin Brott. My guest for this half of the show is Len Saunders, who's the author of Keeping Kids Fit, A Family Plan for Raising Active, Healthy Children. Len, great to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about the need for keeping kids fit. I mean, people hear a lot these days about the increase in childhood diabetes and then massive increases in childhood obesity. Is that kind of where you're coming from with that as a backdrop?
Yes, I do believe that we have a major concern right now. And I think many parents look at kids and they say, well, they look as they did 20, 30 years ago. But the truth of the matter is a lot of them don't have that lean body mass that they had 20, 30 years ago. And they may look the same, but their body types are not the same. And their version of play 20, 30 years ago was going outside to play. And now play takes on a whole new meaning because it could be something with technology, with video games, computers, sure, you know, handheld devices. And I do think that there's a reason to be concerned about all of this. And parents have to take the lead role and get their kids involved in some type of fitness and exercise or team sport and just do family activities, go out for a walk every night, something to keep them active.
Well, what do you do as a parent, though, if you're somebody who has never been particularly interested in sports and maybe you didn't do a whole lot of exercise? And as parents, a lot of us, I guess I can't say me because I'm a sort of an obsessive exerciser, but a lot of people cut back on their exercising. They don't have as much time, particularly when the kids are little, you're driving, you're doing all these things, and you kind of let yourself go. How do you begin to even try to set a good example for your own kids or integrate fitness into a pretty overbooked schedule?
Well, as you know, the parents are the number one role model for children, and children just mimic what they see. And if they see their parents being inactive or eating unhealthy foods or not getting proper amounts of sleep, the kids interpret this as acceptable behavior. So unfortunately, it's very, very demanding for the parents because they have to lead by example and show the children what a proper lifestyle is and what it consists of to maintain and be healthy. And many parents, as you said, maybe are not physically fit or really just don't have that interest. But if you take an interest, even if it's the smallest interest, whether you're watching a ball game on TV, something like that really inspires a child and motivates them to get out and exercise or even try something like that. And many times, you know, you have to work with the children. Some kids watch 2 to 4 hours of TV a night. So if a parent can be really creative, they might come up with an idea like commercial sizing. When a kid watches TV, every time a commercial comes on, they have to exercise the entire commercial break. So if a kid's watching 4 hours of TV a night, they may exercise now for 45 minutes. So if you can come up with some creative ideas that really inspire children, you'll get them on the right path. And maybe you physically cannot do them, and that's fine, but be a cheerleader, be a coach, be a mentor.
Now, do you find that kids are okay with that kind of a thing? That they'll, I mean, I can see for a little while it could be kind of a game. Okay, so it's going to be the commercial. We're watching a movie together. Now we're going to do jumping jacks until this commercial's over or something like that. Are kids going to go along with that for the long haul, though, or is it just going to be a one-shot deal?
No, they can actually do it for a long haul. I do it where I work, and the parents tell me the kids love it, and they do it as a family together, and they want to do it every night because they get a kick out of the family doing it together. So it can last a long time, but you know, let's say it only lasts for 4 or 5 months. So you try to come up with some other new and interesting idea that motivates them and inspire them, and just to create a family atmosphere where maybe you just go out for a walk every night or go to the mall and walk if it's bad weather. Just come up with some creative idea that really motivates and inspires.
So this is the kind of thing that you can do at home by yourself. It doesn't necessarily have to be a sport. Because I know that a lot of kids like sports. They love soccer and softball and whatever. But there are also a lot of kids who are more independent.
That's true. And there are many fun activities you can do that don't involve sports. You can have an inside scavenger hunt where you find the prize, you have to do a certain exercise when you find that prize, or make an indoor obstacle course, or you can create a family video. All the cameras now have the little video part to it. You can videotape yourself exercising, make an exercise video, and make it something fun that you can put on the computer now and exercise with the computer, and it's your family leading the exercises. So there are many fun ideas that you can do that don't even involve sports.
Now, what do you think about things like the Wii? There's a lot of fitness kinds of programs with Wii. You hear a lot about that stuff, and there are other kinds of ways to use technology as a way to kind of as a guideline in a way, or as a outline for how to put a program together.
Well, the Wii Fit and Wii Sports, those are all great to a point, because what I find, and I do talk to a lot of the kids that I work with, many times the novelty wears off within a day because they realize it's actually work and they don't want to do that. And I talk to the parents and they say, well, you know what, we're doing it more than the kids. Because it's not, you know, the interesting part of it wears off very, very quickly. It's wonderful if the kid is going to do it every day and they're properly supervised and they're doing things with the correct form and not putting themselves in any danger. And hopefully there are some children who are using it on a regular basis. But I do find that many of them, you know, don't do it on a regular basis. The novelty just wears off very quickly.
When you go to a gym as an adult, you can usually get a couple of sessions with a trainer and somebody who's got some training, hopefully, or some interest in physical fitness anyway, will be able to give you a workout that kind of gets you top to bottom and does some core work and some upper body, some lower body. Do you need to think in those kinds of terms for kids' fitness, or are kids pretty much going to take care of themselves?
Well, it's funny. I devoted a whole chapter to that in the book because a lot of families feel that the kids do need to go to the gym and get that adult-style workout. And in fact, kids don't really need to do that because their bodies are still growing, their muscles, tendons, ligaments, joints, everything is still developing, their endurance levels are still developing. And many times it could be damaging for them to do adult-style workouts.
Well, weights especially, yeah.
Especially weights. And kids really basically, what many experts and organizations that are well-respected say, all they need is 1 hour of physical activity every day. And that 1 hour could be a walk, playing basketball, kickball, you know, going out for a little bike ride. As long as it totals 1 hour, and it could be 30 minutes here, 20 minutes there, 10 minutes there. It doesn't have to be 1 hour of continuous activity. And, of course, if you get more than an hour, that's wonderful. But going to the gym, it doesn't really need to be complicated. And I think that's one of the problems that we're experiencing with children, because kids don't need – they don't need that complex workout. They need to just get out and move and mm-hmm. learn about exercise and what it does for them in the future and just keep it very, very simple.
But that seems to present some problems, though. I mean, because where do you get an hour out of your day as an adult is, I think, what a lot of people would say. I'm very reassured, I think a lot of people are, we were talking before about exercising during the commercial breaks and that you don't have to have that hour at a stretch, which I think becomes a big sigh of relief for some people. But, you know, is there a way of getting the kids to where they're going to want to do this on their own, say that we don't have that hour, we can't exercise with them that whole hour? How do you keep them going?
Well, hopefully after a while, leading by example and talking to them and being motivated as a parent, you hope that passes down to the child where they're now self-motivated and they enjoy being healthy and fit and their self-esteem goes up. So, yeah, finding that hour can be tough, but a lot of times kids are very, very self-motivated. And if a parent's working, there are other ways to go about doing it, because a lot of parents right now don't want their children going out by themselves. And I actually had a discussion with parents last week about this, and they're like, what do? You know, we come home late, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know what? Why don't you work out a system if you have, let's say, five families that always play together? Maybe you rotate the day. Monday, the Johnsons will watch the kids outside. Tuesday, the Joneses will watch them outside. And you have at least a little rotation where only one day a week you're responsible to get out there and play with the kids. You have to come up with some idea of what you want to do and try to make it work and realize that exercise is really like daily nutrition. Just like you need to eat nutritiously every day, exercise needs to be part of that daily routine. And it starts at a very, very young age. Mm-hmm. And like we said earlier, if you inspire the children, they're going to do it.
Len, have you got a website?
I do have a website. For the book, it's called KeepingKidsFitBook.com.
Okay. Len Saunders, the author of Keeping Kids Fit, A Family Plan for Raising Active, Healthy Children. Len, thanks very much for joining us. Great to have you.